Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Hussein Solomon has officially been recognized as one of the top 100 terrorism experts in the world. This is not surprising. His academic career has seen him publish numerous books, academic papers, and book chapters on the topic. He specifically writes on terrorism in Africa, fundamentalism, conflict resolution, and foreign policy. He sits on the board of trustee of All Africa Women for Peace and is a captain in the reserve force of the South African Air Force, and he's currently based at the Center for Gender and African Studies at the Free State University. I'm delighted to have him as my guest now to tell me more. Professor Solomon, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me once again.
Professor Solomon, it's quite an achievement to be recognized as the top 100 terrorism expert. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How did you get into the field?
Started 1998 with the East African bombings of the US embassies in Nairobi and Tanzania. Until that point, I was working on issues of conflict resolution and mediation. And of course, the person responsible for the bombing of the embassy in Tanzania, in Dar es Salaam, was found in a safe house in South Africa. 1998, of course, was also the year of the Planet Hollywood bombing and the urban terror campaign in Cape Town. And that got me interested in the issues of terrorism. And since 1998, I've been working on it almost exclusively.
The fact that you are Muslim, does that complicate things in any way for you?
Sometimes with my community, yes. But I think I got involved into this field precisely because I'm Muslim. Because, you know, I don't have to tell you that the East African bombings obviously caused 5,000 casualties, and largely amongst local people, not really the Americans who the bombs were directed towards. Similarly, in terms of the Planet Hollywood bombing here in Cape Town, it was just ordinary South Africans going out to have a meal in a Hollywood-themed restaurant, innocent people who got killed. And I wanted to understand this as a Muslim, because as far as I knew, that kind of loathing and that kind of indiscriminate violence was not part of my faith. So I wanted to understand it also as a Muslim, beyond just being an academic.
And the fact that so many things were happening here in South Africa, and the safe house was here in South Africa, what was your feeling about terrorism specifically in South Africa, and what has the trajectory been since you've been following it?
Well, I think that much of what I had done, for example, between 98 and 2012, was published in a 2013 book of mine called Jihad, a South African Perspective, where there's been an upward trend. There's been a number of terror groups who've been using South African soil to attack other countries. And if you look at now, you know, you have a number of Islamic State financiers. In fact, the United Nations regards South Africa as a conduit for funds to practically all of IS, Islamic State franchises, across the African continent. So the situation is getting worse. And of course, we are sitting right next to Mozambique, and you know about all of the political challenges the country is confronted with after the elections, but specifically in terms of northern Mozambique and Cabo Delgado, my sense is that the insurgency is taking root, is spreading, and will get progressively worse.
We've often spoken about South Africa's grey listing. Do you think South Africa is inconsistent in how it deals with terrorism, or is it inconsistent in who they regard as terrorists?
Well, yes, absolutely. South Africa, of course, has signed up on the various conventions against terrorism UN as well as African Union and so forth, but the actions don't follow. You know, when you take a group like Hezbollah, it's a designated terrorist group, but they operate. Yeah, Hamas, you know, is also problematic. And South Africa has to be very clear, because these groups were operating various things on South African soil, which I map out in my publications, like paramilitary camps and stuff like that. But there's also something else as well, and that is the capacity of the South African state, and specifically the poor state of the South African security apparatus, and in particular its intelligence apparatus. And there I would specifically refer to the SSA, the State Security Agency.
Again, do you think there's more political than lack of capacity? Because so many accusations have been thrown at the current South African government and certain leaders specifically. To what extent do you think politics is influencing South Africa's fight or lack thereof against terrorism?
Well, politics is definitely having a role. But even if we get our politics right in terms of being consistent in terms of who's a terrorist and who's not, we will still have major challenges in terms of the staffing as well as the funding of the SSA, for example. And that's going to be problematic sometime going forward. The problem about the politics is that those countries who want to assist us in terms of the fight against terrorism will not assist us, because they're not quite sure where we are on the divide with respect to these particular groups. And this is very dangerous for all of us.
There's kind of been like a conventional wisdom that if terrorism operates in your country, then your country is immune from a terrorist attack. Would you agree with that?
Well, for a long time, the South Africans, you know, first was operating upon this notion about one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, which is a bit naive, given the various attempts of terrorist attacks on South African soil. You know, the other problem with the South Africans, of course, is this notion that, you know, as one senior policymaker told me, well, we didn't invade, you know, Afghanistan, we didn't invade Iraq, we didn't occupy Palestinian land, and therefore we are immune from such terrorist intentions. And of course, this is patently untrue. And that's the problem in terms of South Africa, in terms of wishful thinking, in terms of political correctness, in terms of victimhood, Trump's responsibility for any aspect of terrorism. And I hope that we never have to pay a price for this gross stupidity.
Sure. Do you think the nature of terrorism has changed since you started following it?
I think it has changed. I think it has grown ever more sophisticated. You know, you talk about funding in the past in terms of people moving around with backpacks of cash, or alternatively, you know, some precious stones and stuff like that. Now you talk about cryptocurrency. If you take groups like Boko Haram, their initial attacks were two guys on a motorcycle with a guy in the back firing poison arrows. And now you're talking about the use of, you know, IEDs, the use of drones and things like that. And this is a very dangerous development. And I think that there are real grievances on the African continent, you know, driving this. So if you take Cabo Delgado in terms of northern Mozambique, you know, you are talking about the poorest part of Mozambique, which at the same time is rich with natural resources, in particular energy sources. And that is a major problem. And I don't think that the issue of good governance is being addressed by African countries.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I mean, we could spend an entire hour just talking about Mozambique at the moment and the current unrest and whether you thought it was related to anything more sinister, but we don't have time. In terms of South Africans who are participating in terrorism, what would that look like for you?
Well, look, the statement made by the former Iraqi ambassador to South Africa, that 300 South Africans received military training by Islamic State in terms of Raqqa. You had South Africans going to receive training from the from various radical groups in southern Beirut, in Pakistan, and so forth. And this is problematic. You had other South Africans traveling to the Middle East and being educated in this Salafi Islam and coming back and spreading that ideology here, which is the basis of this terrorism. And so it's not looking good. The future trajectory is not looking good. The capacity of the state in terms of dealing with this is in doubt. The inability of South Africa to prosecute these cases is in doubt. And to be honest, I am deeply concerned about the future.
Do you think anything, I mean, what would need to change? Okay.
Everything. I mean, how we structure our intelligence sources, our electronic surveillance capability, the people and the loyalty of the people inside the intelligence apparatus, not to engage in political and factional battles, but to focus on the national interest and to actually go after these terrorist groups. Our synergy between the South African state and the South African business sector, specifically in terms of stopping terrorist funding, is absolutely imperative. Securing good partnerships with those countries who can assist us and have the capacity to assist us in terms of not stopping South Africa being used as a conduit to funnel terrorist finance, as well as recruits, as well as being used as a safe house and so on. There have been positive things. I mean, I think that Leon Schreiber, in our Minister of Home Affairs, is doing some good work there in terms of stopping these fraudulent practices in terms of going after corrupt Home Affairs officials, where terrorists were now getting legitimate South African identity documents and passports through fraudulent means. All of that, I mean, we need to see more of this, and we need to see greater emphasis on this and more resources.
Professor Solomon, thanks for painting the picture that you have. Obviously, we would never have enough time to explore this fully. I know you've got a lot happening for 2025, which will probably even push you further up in the expert list. But I wish you a lot of success, and I'm sure we'll speak to you more throughout the year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Professor Hussein Solomon, who has just been recognized as one of the top 100 experts on terrorism.